Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's ButtPod 216.
216 new punch kicks. I've developed some new punches and kicks for my personal martial art. Wang Fu.
Nice. So like Bruce Lee had Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah.
You've got Wang Fu.
I'm Wang Fu, yeah.
What's the philosophy of... Because Jeet Kune Do, the philosophy was be like water.
Okay. Wang Fu is... The philosophy of Wang Fu is do as much damage as possible to your opponent, to yourself, and to your community. as you can.
So it's like the martial arts version of being a suicide bomber.
Yeah, it's a violence maximizing martial art. It is not about defense. We believe the strongest defense is a strong offense, and the strongest offense is a surprise attack.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's just
every unnecessary attack is a surprise attack.
By definition, yeah, because the more unnecessary it is, the more surprising it must be.
That's right.
Because people will be like, wow.
So followers of Wang Fu will just kick people in the head in the street. Uh-huh. They'll just punch a randomer and twist people's ears.
Nice, yeah.
That's Wang Fu.
And then it'll damage the community in the sense that people will be like, we don't want to go to this part of town anymore.
That's right. That's right. Community hubs will become barren and empty because no one trusts each other anymore because no one knows who studies Wang Fu and who doesn't.
You don't know who's studying Wang Fu until it's too late. They've already drop-kicked you in the back of the head.
That's right. People won't go to concerts anymore, won't go to gigs, bars will become empty. It's the Wang Fu way.
Mosh pits, I guess, still kind of work.
Mosh pits, yeah. But the mosh pit is the only... place that still survives post Wang Fu.
Yeah, it's a Wang Fu dojo. It's the mosh pit. It's natural home. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. So that's Wang Fu. There's no honor to it. It is the only honor. It's completely honorless by design.
That's funny. That makes it sound like that makes it sound like a business pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's completely honorless by design. People, that'll save.
Yeah, me. The lack of honor is it's a feature, not a bug. The lack of honor is baked in.
If you were doing a big Bill Gates releases Windows 98 style presentation with like a head mic, the lack of honor is a feature, not a bug. Everyone starts cheering and you're like punching the air and then someone runs on and punches you in the side of the head really suddenly and everyone's like, you did it, you know, he's not a hypocrite. He got Wang Fu, the guy himself. new punch kicks. I like the idea of debuting a new punch.
Yeah. At a big announcement. Of concert. What are they called? Like the Apple announcement events?
Release event.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Or just like unveiling? A UFC fighter.
A new punch unveiling.
Yeah, or just like a UFC, like Conor McGregor, one of those really famous ones, being like, and tonight I'm going to debut my new punch. And everyone be like,
I'm unveiling a new punch.
Yeah, yeah. People say, there's a rumor he's going to unveil a new way to punch people. Like, wow, I thought we had all the ways. Like, no, he says he's got a new one.
Yeah, and it's a punch backwards. So you punch, backwards like that. Yeah, so your back's facing your opponent, and you go, like that.
Yeah, and obviously there's like 7 hours of interviews with like Joe Rogan and a bunch of other guys with big headsets going like, in a way, it's the only punch that utilizes a lot of muscles that other types of punching ignore. Like the lower middle back. People nodding like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. This punch uses a lot of lat action. Yeah, so that's Wang Fu.
I'm excited for this. This
chaotic,
could be
unstructured,
and quite nihilistic.
Very nihilistic. Yeah, at the center of Wang Fu, I suppose, is a philosophy that nothing matters, and so neither does Wang Fu really.
Yeah, exactly.
Neither does anyone who practices Wang Fu.
It's the Game of Thrones of martial arts. There is no honor. Everyone dies. You know.
Yes.
Would you
and also Assassin's Creed? What do they say in Assassin's Creed?
Oh, nothing is true. Everything is permitted.
Yeah.
Sounds like the motto of the mainstream media in this country, if you ask me, Philip.
How are you doing? How are things? You and I were recently at the hottest ticket in London, Pierre, over the weekend.
Oh yeah. Boiling hot.
Boiling hot. The ticket was so hot, I had to use gloves when they asked for it. I had to use like thick oven gloves, and I said, sorry, this ticket's so hot. And then it burnt the lady's hand. She went,
Yeah. And I used those tongs sorry. Like from the Simpsons intro for the uranium, the carbon rod rather.
We were at the screening of the finale of Succession, everyone's favorite show that they understand about 60% of. I think I understand about 60% of that show, and I still really enjoy it. But when I think back to like the end of season 3, he really got him when he signed that contract instead of the other one. And I only really understand about half of why it's bad and what they were trying to do originally. And
well, I can't remember the end of series 3. Which end was that one?
That was with in Italy when.
Oh yes. Oh yes. No, that
I
was.
I mean, is this? Are we spoiling things now? Because some people have not even started this shit.
Well, they don't even understand the words we've said in that case. You know, series
that's true,
3.
That's true.
But it was great. I mean, it was at the BFI. It was part of the great, I guess, kind of sister podcast of ours, Firecrotch and Normcore, Sarah Barron, Jeff Lloyd, Succession Podcast.
Are they a sister podcast?
Well, they're our friends, and Sarah's with the same agency as us, and they're with Acast.
Oh, yeah.
Very linked. Those are three links.
Sure. Look, we're all one big podcast family.
Yes.
But yeah, and they host an excellent podcast about Succession called Firecrotch and Normcore, and they had Jesse Armstrong and the writers at the screening, which was really cool.
Yeah, and they were just as shuffling and nerdy as writers should be in real life.
Yes.
Apart from one who is a podbud. Hello, Miriam.
Yes, Miriam is a podbud. She came up to us and to tell us she was a podbud, and We were starstruck. We had no idea we had an inside woman in the Succession writing team. Now I'm going to have to go back through series 4 to see how many references there are to golden cages, Gilda cages, and toilets and poops.
And that's why Kieran Culkin's character kept saying, keep on jacking it and double finger guns every time he left the room.
That now makes sense. Right, of course.
Yeah. But it was so exciting because me and Phil were there as part of Worshipping Succession, and then to find out that someone who crafts this this amazing thing. And I mean, it's fair to say, like, I was really impressed with the finale. No spoilers, but I thought, wow, they've done it. They've done the opposite of what the Game of Thrones franchise did.
It is hard to make a finale deliver, especially when there's so many moving parts. But it really does. It's really very, very good. But Miriam telling us she was a podbud was the most Fight Club-y I think this podcast has ever felt, because it's like there's someone in every sort of major financial cultural institution who knows the secret handshake, who says Koji.
Yeah, my dream is to be arrested by the police, and then they're driving me. I'm in the back of the police car, and they're driving, and I'm like, oh man, I fucked up real bad. And then I see that the cop just drives past the police station, and I'm like, wait, what? And he's just like, shut up. And I go, oh no. And we drive to the woods, and he gets me out, and I think, oh no. And he just unlocks the handcuffs and says, Koji, and salutes, and gets back in the car and drives away. I'm like, oh my god, we're everywhere. As I sprint into the woods and across the border.
Yeah,
that's the dream. That's the next level up. That's the only thing more extreme than finding out that someone part of something so incredible like likes the highbrow lowbrow poo podcast.
Oh yeah, we hit every button. We get everywhere. We're in everything. Have you seen I Think You Should Leave? The new series is out today. I'm like quite excited about
watching. Is it? Oh my god. Oh wow.
But you know that sketch about calicocutpants.com? Yeah.
Do you give?
You gotta give.
You gotta everyone everybody gives.
A lot of people give. And it turns out a lot of people in the office are part of this sort of cult fake website. It feels like that with Bud Pod sometimes.
Yeah, and it's
a lot of people are jacking it.
Similarly toilety, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. But what an experience and what a privilege. So go check out Firecrotch and Normcore. It's very good. And I'm just blown away by the access they're getting to the cast and the writers and stuff.
Oh, really amazing. Yeah. Yeah. They had me on once. And
yeah.
And I feel very much that I'm on the lower end of the coup spectrum.
Yeah.
For that show now, because they've had Jesse Armstrong, they've had Alexander Skarsgård,
they've had the Northman himself,
they've had Justine Lupe, who is my fave, Willa.
Oh yeah,
she's my fave.
Yeah.
I'm a Willa head. Yeah, really? I'm a Willa head. Yeah.
Would you finance Sands the play?
I'd finance. I want a Sands extended universe. I want movies. I want TV shows. I want action figures of the sand grains. Mm. I want video games. Nice. I want a Lego Sands video game. That's how much ambition I have for the Sands franchise.
The Sands, that's how much she's your favorite. Universe.
Yeah, that's how much Willa's my favorite. Yeah.
I think you'd be a good crazy sort of billionaire funding the art projects of whoever you're dating.
I think so. I'd love to be a mad billionaire donor.
What would be the most sort of ego trippy thing that you would do with your money? Because when you and I were at university, someone donated so much money to one of the colleges that they changed their name to the person's name. So it was just like, it was Murray Edwards, right? So it was a lady who'd been there's name and the name of their first female chancellor.
Murray and Edwards?
Yeah.
Right.
Because before that it was just called Newhall, but they gave them like 30 million quid and they're just like, your name's our name now.
Oh, right. Okay. So, what institution would I give loads of money to give it my name?
But more broadly, just money in specific amounts of money aside, what kind of self-centered kind of giving would you do? Like, you're still being nice and giving lots of money, but you're really making sure that your thumbprints were all over it, you know?
Oh, I see.
So it's like,
yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've given like loads of money and it's very generous of me, but it is now called the Phil Wang National Ballet or whatever.
Okay. Okay. I think it would have to be I think it would have to maybe a I think like a firehouse, a fire department.
Oh, really?
Fire brigade house, yeah. But they have to I give them £30 million.
Mhm.
And they can change they leave everything the same. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that wherever the word fire appears, they have to replace the F with a PH. It's just going to be really annoying. It's not big and flashy, but just every time they write down fire, it's spelled with PH.
Right. So it's the
and it's a fire brigade. PH fire. Yeah. It'll take people a couple of seconds just to realize something's changed, but then they won't be able to unsee it, and it'll drive them crazy.
Yeah, and it could spread, couldn't it? Like other firehouses could start like a fire.
Yeah.
Could start using it, and then eventually you'd be one of those. Is it Susie Dent who does all the etymology stuff?
Yeah.
You'd be like, and for the first time, fire with a PH is now in the dictionary. So they, you're worming your way in to the human mind, to the English language. That's good. Yeah, because you want to see, if you're a crazy billionaire, you want to give money in a way that is going to get you even more attention and maybe money back, right? Like lots of kudos.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to, unfortunately, the thing that you're probably least likely to give money to if you're a crazy ego billionaire is a very, very complex piece of research that isn't really going to pay dividends while you're alive.
Yeah, I don't want that bullshit.
That's what I'm saying.
I want people to notice me now.
Maybe the best thing, therefore, would just be like, an insane amount, like £500 million to just completely rename and fund like RADA.
Is that what you would choose?
Well, no, because then, because here's my logic. Every actor who goes there and then goes to Hollywood has to name check you. So you're funding a massive attention factory that goes out and seeks attention.
Right, yes.
So if we're talking about multiplication of attention, that's probably the safest bet is to massively, massively overfund the attention-seeking arts.
Yeah.
So then you've
unless got, you unless you like buy TikTok and call it Pierre Time or something. and every TikTok video has a little Pierre Time at the bottom.
Well, so instead of going with a little logo at the end of each video, it's just my head going, hello.
Hello, it's me. Hello. Pierre, I own
Pierre Time.
This. Pierre Time, I own this.
But my head talks like South Park characters, like it's really badly animated, split in half. Bad time.
Do you think TikTok would survive as an app, as a platform, if everything stayed the same, but it just changed its name to Pierre Time, and at the end of every video was your face going Pierre Time? Do you think people still use it? Would it lose users?
I think it would. It would lose some people, but I think the algorithm they've designed is so toxic and so effective and so sort of evil, like a gas, that I think people's addictions would continue.
Yeah, they'll overcome it.
Yeah, and then there'd be all these news stories about, chief executives have yet to respond to allegations that Pierre Time has been sending data in unmarked files to the Chinese intelligence agency. You know, all that, maybe all the scandals that they've been having with like tracking journalists and stuff.
Yes.
But then it would be my face going, Pierre Time, on all the news, all the sinister data
exactly
sharing news.
Just more attention, which is exactly what you wanted.
That's true, but I was hoping more for attention from a really cringeworthy endorsement in an award speech by Tom Hiddleston.
Ah, okay, yeah.
You know, we'd like to thank the Phil Wang Academy for fostering me as talent.
That would be a great full circle endpoint for my feud with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Is if he presents me a sort of quasi lifetime achievement award, but it's clearly one that's just that I've bought and paid for. But he has to give a speech like, there's through all these years, there's been one man who's made all this possible, whose unrelenting passion for drama, comedy, making people laugh, making people cry. His undying passion has let us tell these stories.
Yeah.
Has let us do what we do best. And I'm there and it's obviously me, so the camera keeps panning to me, but I have to pretend like I just have to do this sort of dignified face where I'm listening and I've got glasses with really thick black rims.
Yes, and then he makes a little joke referencing the video you made of him in the vitamin advert where he goes somewhere like, someone who has the vitality, and like there was a little, people sort of laugh like that, ha ha ha.
Yeah,
I do a murmur laugh, of laughter.
I drop my head laughing, and then I lean over and say something to a woman.
Yeah, to the actress who played Willa.
I say something inaudible to an elegantly dressed woman next to me, and I and she goes, she does a little chuckle as well.
Yeah, she nods a little bit.
And you watch at home, you think, what's he said there? Has he just repeated it? He doesn't strike me as a funny guy. This is what I think every time I'm watching an award show. What are they saying to each other? I remember once, I mean, it's not exactly an award show, but do you remember when Liz Truss was sort of on the way out and she turned up late to the House of Commons for something? Penny Mordaunt had to take over.
Yeah.
And field questions. And she turned up late and everyone was like, "Oi!" And she sits next to someone on the front bench and she leans over and she says something to the person and then she laughs. And I'm like, what did she say that was funny? There's no way.
Yeah.
She said anything funny. She's the laughingstock of the country.
Did she just lean over and just say, "I like peanuts"? And the other person having to go, "Yes, Liz."
Yes, Liz, yes. But I mean, she was just full-blown crackers, so I guess that makes sense. But yeah. I always wonder what these people are saying in these awards shows, because I'm sure it's not entertaining. Each other,
you've got to, I guess you have to laugh, because like if someone leans over and says something in your ear and your face stays like completely grave, then all the sort of incredibly invasive celebrity pundit people are going to be saying like, "What shade did Poopy Lala throw during Grimbledee's speech?"
Have you seen, you know, the Oscar slap, obviously. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what's her name? I think it's her. What was in, who was in 12 Years a Slave, A Big Break?
Oh.
What's her name now?
Give it a look. Why, did she slap someone?
Yeah, there's a much smaller, quieter slap in the background of the slap that people aren't talking about, but it's got indie fans very excited. Okay, let me see. Lupita Nyong'o, of course.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Lupita Nyong'o's behind Will Smith when he goes, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." And everyone's like, "Oh." But Lupita Nyong'o is completely stone-faced. It's like she's seen this every day of her life.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite weird. But also, like, impressive, and I like it.
You know they sometimes use seat fillers?
Yeah.
That's a cool job, where you sort of vaguely look like someone enough that you get to just sit in a chair for a bit.
Yeah, they did a joke about it, innit?
It's just Hollywood and Saddam Hussein's various palaces that are so interested in lookalikes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Peter Nyong'o's face now. Oh, she gives like a little open mouth, but a little, like that.
Oh, as if someone said, "Oh, sorry, there are no dips."
Yeah. Oh. And she's going, "Huh?"
That's the terrible thing about all these people, is that they're, with a few exceptions, they're really not funny. They're incredibly sincere, which is often the opposite of being funny.
Yeah, absolutely. Worst thing in the world, sincerity. I'd rather die than be sincere.
You don't really mean that, Phil. Get it?
Yeah, very good. Very good. I suppose you're very proud of yourself right now.
What's the most sincere art form, Phil?
The most sincere art form? I think it's dramatic acting, isn't it? Oh, no. Even music can be quite silly. And acting can be silly too, of course.
Slam poetry, I think.
But that can have jokes.
The jokes are still like crushingly sincere.
Yeah, I think it's specifically that London style of thoughtful poetry that doesn't really rhyme or have much of a rhythm, but...
Yeah, the slam poetry.
Is that slam poetry?
Yeah. Poetry slams. You go and you do your readings.
I've been to a couple of those. I really like them. In the room, I'm like, yes! I'm just clicking my fingers.
What?
Yes!
What?
Really? Yeah, it was just one time. But I think I just like the energy of people getting up and performing. I'm always at least 50% supportive of someone who's got on stage. Well, on the plane when they do the safety demonstration, I always take my headphones off and I watch.
That's your true stand-up, yeah, on the side
of
the
performer. Yeah, I'm like, see if they got something. You have to, you know.
See how much flair they're putting into this.
Yeah. I've done enough like corporates where no one's paying attention to know how it feels. So
that's true.
When I'm on a plane, I always give them. I always watch.
That's true. To be fair, the times in my life where something like slam poetry has made me cringe my bumhole completely shut is always footage.
Right.
It's
not
in the room.
That's embarrassing.
When it's a video of it, yeah.
Yeah, you want to be sure that no one else can see this, I think. You want it to be like 30 people in a room. And someone's talking about drinking wine out of a Duralex glass and smoking cigarettes. And you this is evocative.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Are you allowed to admit that?
The American kind, yeah. Do you see what I see when a C-section sees how you see the sea?
Well, of course, a very popular poem among some of us, you, me, and the Daphne boys, is an absolutely terrible anti-Trump poem from, was it in 2017?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, early on in Trump, during Trump time. And she says, like,
bad.
A man covered in Cheeto dust. It's so bad. And it makes you support Donald Trump.
That's the worst thing about
it. Makes you go, actually, he's not as bad as this.
A man covered in Cheeto dust. I mean, you just think.
A man covered in Cheeto dust.
That
and
is
she thinks
fucking.
She's absolutely slammed him.
Oh, that is play humor.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, that is just such.
A joke that would be successful in a play because no one's expecting it to be funny.
Yeah, and also it's like the most obvious like public domain joke about a topic that people have been saying for years, and you're just repeating it, and people are like, it's like the horrible like modern satire version of Shakespeare laughs, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, Shakespeare laughs where the performers don't earn it or aren't really that good. You're just laughing because you're like, I know the technical definition of why
the
this
jokes,
is funny.
The jokes that plays get away with, it drives me crazy. If I'm watching a play and there's a play joke in it and people laugh, I want to stand up and go, I've seen you at my shows. I've seen you at my shows. It is. You're not like this. You're not like this at my shows. I give you this at my show. You walk out. You would walk out.
Yeah.
And here you are, giggling and laughing.
If I
like
said this
at my
show. Pigs
and shit. I hope you're happy. I hope you're proud. Even the actors at this point are like just sort of embarrassing. Like they're hanging their heads and they're just listening.
And they're like scrubbing their toes happy. On the floor.
Huh?
They're like grinding the balls of their feet onto the floor on one foot, you know?
Yeah. People aren't even like angry with me. They're like, he has a point. We know.
Yeah,
the ushers won't even get me to leave. They're like, no, this is important. He needs to say this.
No, they're free. Like the audience is like, ashamed that you're there. Like they were only laughing that much because they didn't think you were there.
Yeah, it's like they've been caught.
You've caught them. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Often it's jokes that if you said them as a stand-up, you would visibly see people in the audience frown.
Yeah,
and be with worry.
They groan. They would groan, but because an actor has said something that's not 100% serious,
I think it's so many people who go to theater a lot are the sort of people who never ever see comedy, and going to see a stand-up to them is like the same thing as going to, they would view it with the same kind of like almost classist distaste that they would apply to like going to Benidorm or Butlins or Wetherspoons.
They go,
yes, it's very popular, isn't it, stand-up? That awful Jimmy Carr, you know, they talk like that. But it means that their sense of humor is such a under-exercised little muscle that all
it takes
is someone to go...
It's virgin forest thereafter.
Yeah.
It's just all the low-hanging fruit is still dangling.
Yeah,
it's still there to be picked.
It's like it's a tropical island with no predators. The birds just come right up to you. Exactly. The jokes don't even fly anymore. They don't even fly.
They don't need to. They don't need to fly.
Yeah, yeah. There are enough sort of fruits shattered upon the floor for them to feast on. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, speaking of waddling fruit-filled birds, let's look at some correspondence.
Let us read them. Let us read them now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Letters, emails, phone calls, correspondence.
All right, let's see what we got. Ooh.
Show me your correspondence. Show me your letters. This is my boy band era song about.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like that.
Show me your thoughts and feelings so that they will get heard. I wanna know what's happening. Are you jacking it too?
I think that's good.
Thank you. Read me some correspondence. It better be about some poo. I think that's all right.
That's good. And then as you go do some poo, the fifth or fourth guy along the line does the little twirl with the angled up hand hat adjustment like MJ.
Ah, yes.
You know, some poo. Like that little spin. Well, worthy of such a great song, we got a little bit of, it's titled Useless Correspondence from Joe.
Oh, Joe, what do you know? Here she is with some useless correspo.
Hi, Phil and Pierre. While listening to the latest Bud Pod, it occurred to me that the opposite of Phil Wang is empty bum.
Yeah, you're wow, I never thought of it that way. Is the penis the opposite of the bum?
Ooh. Or is it the mouth?
But then the bum, I feel like the bum and the penis are together the opposite of the mouth. Because both, you know. I mean, the penis is literally in a physical, spatial sense, opposite the bum, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, yeah. So when, what, so maybe the opposite really should be empty vagina.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Phil Wang, empty vagina.
Empty
just
vagina.
Little notes on your to-do list.
I really need to empty this out. Oh, man.
So much clutter in there. You know, you think you need these things. All these old birthday cards and stuff. You think, I should keep this. And then you go,
No, the vagina's getting full.
Yeah. It's a risk. The judge just says, that's it for now.
That's it.
Yeah, because that's it for now. Praise redacted.
Well, I don't think that is a useless correspondence. I think that's very useful. It is good for me to think about this.
Yeah,
you know, it's been under my nose my whole time. The whole time, my penis has been under my nose. And Pierre Novelli. Well, so Pierre is Peter is what, rock, petrified, stone, solid. Novelli is what? Novel? New?
Yeah. So what's the opposite of a rock?
The opposite of a rock?
Well, paper and scissors, I guess. Magma? Gloopy rock?
Water, air, sand that it came from? I don't know.
Yeah, water, maybe.
Water. Okay, let's say water.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fire, isn't it? Fire and water.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Rock and air?
Yeah, air. Okay.
Air, let's say air. It'd be air old. Air old?
Air old. But it's got to be translated, right, into Latinate.
Ah, okay. So aero, aero? Is that not Greek?
Aero antiquus.
Ah, that's good.
Which sounds like a kind of Latin medieval medical diagnosis of bad breath. I'm afraid your mouth is full of old air.
You must expunge your mouth of old air.
Yes. Well, so, okay, next is a piece of correspondence from L, the letter L.
L, what's that smell? Mm. I think it's your disgusting correspondence.
Absolutely. Very good. Dear Two Poos in a Pod. Very nice.
Nice. Very good.
I first wanted to say how much of an avid listener I am of your Poopalicious podcast.
So I don't think you're ready for this party. I don't think I'm ready for this party. I don't think I'm ready for this. This is party's too poopalicious for you, babe.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. This is we're getting more and more sort of noughties R&B themes for for Bud Pod. Elle says, if it wasn't for my cooler, smarter, older sister.
Older.
Yeah, cooler, hey, smarter, that's also a virtue. Older. Yeah, Daft Punk.
I'm cooler. Smarter, I'm older. Smarter. I'm older.
Who, by the way, has a crush on Pierre. She once wore a red dress to one of his gigs and sat in the front row to try and get his attention. Loser! That's what she's written. She's really dubbing her sister in.
A red dress, like the red lady in The Matrix.
Yeah, maybe that's... I probably assumed it was a trap from The Matrix.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very funny. That's a very funny old school, like... first three James Bonds way of attracting a man's attention.
To be fair, that is how I dress. She must have gone, he wears a velvet jacket, a velvet blazer on stage and like suit trousers and a shirt and stuff. So this is the sort of thing he would recognize and respect. Well, I wonder what gig that was. So anyway, the point
was one with the lady in the red dress right at the front. How could you not remember?
Yeah, well. Elle says,
I perform to a lot of Chinese people, so everyone's in red all the time. I can't.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, so I can't pick any. As far as I can tell, everyone wants to fuck me.
Yeah, yeah. And the number 8. Those are the two lucky things. They're always wearing 8 of things. They've all got 8 fingers on their hands that they clap with. And
yeah, they chop off their thumbs.
So anyway, the point of Elle saying this is she says, if it wasn't for my cooler, smarter, older sister, I would still be listening to the Off Menu Boys. And God, how dull that would be. Yeah. Oh, it's an absolute roast fest in this email.
And they'd like a roast, usually, the Off Menu Boys, but not this time.
Yeah, this is one roast. This is one roast fest you guys don't want to host. Yeah. Yeah, Ed and James. Before launching into my poo story, I want to say your segments on terrible advertising really made me laugh. As a fellow copywriter who works in the industry, I'm constantly exhausted at arguing with wacko clients and some dumb colleagues to not underestimate the average intelligence of their audience. They can
spot incompetence. This is why people don't give us their full names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank God it's just a letter. Dumb colleagues. They can spot incompetence a mile off, so at least treat them with the same level of respect you would wiping your own bottom. Anyway, to counteract my infuriation at the many silly brands out there, I recently started a Twitter thread called Ad Copy That Gives Me a Hemorrhage.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could probably find this.
Yeah. So we've covered some of these. Aperol Spritz, Together We Joy.
Ugh.
Awful.
Ad Copy That Gives Me a Hemorrhage.
Itsu's Eat Beautiful. And most recently,
it's happened. Lemsip. I have to spell hemorrhage.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were walking into an absolute massacre there.
H-A-E-M-O-R-A-G-E?
M-O-R-R-H-A-G-E.
M-O-R-R-H?
Yeah, hemorrhage.
Are the two M's?
No.
No. God damn it.
But Phil, how about this? Lemsip, how do you cold?
Yeah, I've seen this. I think we mentioned this before.
And horrific.
Remember I said I would rather someone who worked for Lemsip came up, sneezed, wiped the mucus on my face and said, buy Lemsip.
Yes. But she says, I thought I'd share another goodie. Phage yogurt. Plain extraordinary.
Oh. Plain extraordinary. That's all right, isn't it?
Plain extraordinary.
I've tried looking this up, but all I'm getting are like things for medical conferences where they're discussing hemorrhages.
Twitter's very hard to search.
It's impossible to search.
Yeah,
anything of quality, it just gets buried.
Yeah.
Under the sands of time.
Well, so anyway, Elle says, onto her poo story, right?
Ah, yes.
When I was living in France, I shared a flat with two Frenchies.
Ah, very classic France.
Yeah. A hot DJ called Luca and a mad woman called Pauline. Nice combo. One day, when I got back from uni doing fuck all because it was my year abroad, I went to drop off the kids at the pool.
So to speak.
Yes. But much to my horror, one of the two toilets in the flat had a sign over it that said, N'utilisez pas. Do not use.
Ah.
Do not use.
Utilize, do not.
Yeah. Utilize not the toilet.
Utilize not the toilet.
But understand the kingdom of God. Understanding the toilet's passive-aggressive message, I went to use the other one in the flat, only to discover the bathroom was occupied by DJ Luca taking a leisurely afternoon shower. Sexy.
Very sexy. Very DJ.
Sexy DJ behavior in a nutshell there. With no toilet to poo in. That's good. She doesn't have a toilet to poo in. I crisscrossed my legs for a good 10 minutes, waiting for DJ Luca to finish. But remember, this man was French. He was not coming out anytime soon.
And that shower is for a month.
Yeah.
He's French. That shower's got to last him a month.
That's the most like 70s comedian you've ever been. He's got to wash the smell of riot smoke off him.
The French sort of not washing is a stereotype I've never ever sort of experienced, and yet I'm aware of it.
A couple of the French exchange kids who came to my school were quite smelly, but then there are smelly kids at every school, are there not?
Yeah. Who every among school's us? Got its pongers.
Every school's got its pongers. Utilize not the toilet. Now completely desperate, I panicked, and under pressure from my bowels, I locked myself in my bedroom before taking a massive dump in one of those plastic IKEA bins.
What? Like a rubbish, like a sort of waste paper basket?
Well, I doubt it was the one that's made of mesh.
Yeah, but it's not like the big blue IKEA bag with the handles.
The handles would be quite useful, though.
Yeah. Rough. Horrible.
Yeah. After the god-awful deed was done, I ashamedly crept into the free bathroom and turned on the shower to rinse the evidence away. Oh, no. I broke up the clumps as best I could with two hairpins tied together. All right, MacGyver.
What? The clumps in the bin?
Of the poop.
Why is she breaking that up in the bin? Does she not want to...
Because she's showering it out. She's trying to get it down the drain, Phil.
Oh, I thought she was showering herself. Oh my god! Right. So she's not transferring it to the toilet. She's trying to get it down the shower. Oh no!
Yeah, because I guess you've got to hide the noise of your crime disposal with shower sound.
Oh my god! This is gross.
Yeah.
I never get used to these.
Two hairpins tied together.
How does that work? Why would that? Why do they need to be tied together?
She's sort of chopsticking them, I guess.
Right.
Tied together, though, yeah.
So that she doesn't lose them down the shower drain?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Or, like, to add length somehow?
Has she got it wrapped around her neck like a librarian's glasses?
Oh, no, what if they're in her fist like Wolverine's claws?
Ah.
She's punching the pull-ups.
Yeah, she's just punching it really fast.
Like Goku, like Dragon Ball Z speed.
Yeah.
And DJ Lucas knocking on the door. Are you using the Dragon Ball punching to disrupt the clumps of poo? No, I'm just showering. Okay, because I thought that's what I heard. Okay, where were we? Hairpins tied together. After the mission was completed, I bleached the shower and the bin and returned sullenly to my room.
Ooh.
Horrified by my actions.
Imagine knowing that bin's in there. You know now what that bin has been through. No amount of cleaning will let you forget what that bin has been through.
Yeah, the bin in the corner, traumatized.
That bin's in the corner. That bin is full of poo.
To this day, I've never told anyone this story, but I guess the poo's out of the bumhole now. Keep jacking it, yours ashamedly, L. Yeah, thank you, Al. That's good.
Thanks,
stuff.
Al.
And I like really the scene stuff. Setting of the sexy DJ flatmate and the... I like the roasts in that.
Yeah. And my my end of the pier anti-French humor. It's something for all the family there, really. A lot of these poo stories we get... A sort of structure is emerging of... There's usually someone attractive sort of in the vicinity or in the situation.
Yeah, as a sort of catalyst of enhancing the embarrassment or horror.
That's right, they're the jeopardy, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as though people were like, it's not enough that this happened to me. There was someone very sexy nearby.
Exactly, so if you shit yourself and no one attractive was around to see it, did it really happen?
Yes,
I don't think
this is,
so.
This is part of the Wang Fu philosophy, isn't it? Yeah. This is one of the questions that you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you shit yourself and no one finds out, was it humiliating? If you shit yourself and someone sexy is down the road, is that worse? Everyone's nodding in the dojo and then suddenly, wham, someone kicks someone else in the head and it's just chaos.
Wang Fu sounds frightening, actually. I know I invented it, but it sounds scary.
Wang Fu sounds like true anarchism.
Yeah, yeah. It's not good. It's not good for you, Wang Fu.
No.
We are out of time.
Yes.
But thank you. We must go now to the secret...
I guess dojo? The VIP French DJ shower.
Okay, or the VIP Wang Fu Dojo.
Yes, 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 that's good.
Yeah, we'll go to the VIP Wang Fu Dojo. So Patreons, we'll see you there on Friday. Everyone else, we'll see you next week. My tour is still going on. I'm in Wales this week. Swansea and Cardiff, and also Cheltenham. Bristol is sold out. But if you're in Swansea or Cardiff, I think there's plenty of tickies. So see you there.
Very nice. My Leicester Square show, thanks to you guys, is pretty much sold out. I can only really see like 6 tickets for sale on the
nice
website,
one.
So that's pretty good.
Excellent.
That's delightful news. And then other than that, Sunday in Edinburgh at, excuse me, Monkey Barrel.
Pierre's just really moved by the date.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't burping because I ate a bag of popcorn for lunch.
Cheers, guys. See you next time. Much love. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.